with Liquid data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories this afternoon. ZCLU demands probe into over-detention and death of female suspect. Zambia's HIV prevalence rises to 11.5% as treatment coverage improves. And first UK strikes on Houthis in Yemen under Trump.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the 12 o'clock bulletin. And now the news in detail. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has called for an urgent and independent investigation into the death of Anna Kandonga, one of the three women detained in connection with an alleged attempt to bribe a police officer in a defilement case involving her husband. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says Ms. Kandonga, who died in police custody on Sunday, April 28, 2025, had been held since March 28 without being granted bond or bail, despite legal provisions allowing for such release under reasonable conditions. Mr. Mwanza has stated that this tragic incident raises serious concerns not only about the cause of her death, but also about the prolonged and possibly unlawful detention of all three women. He has stressed that no suspect should die in custody under questionable circumstances and that the denial of liberty without due process is a violation of constitutional rights. Mr. Mwanza has also condemned what he described as a disturbing trend of selective justice, noting that while the three women, poor and low risk, were detained for over a month without bail, high-profile suspects in corruption cases are often granted bail swiftly. He has urged authorities to hold accountable those responsible for the over-detention and to provide clear answers regarding the circumstances regarding Kandonga's death.
What makes this case especially alarming is the double standard in how justice is applied. In Zambia today, individuals accused of looting millions in public funds are often not detained and are swiftly granted bail or bond. Yet these three women, poor, publicly criticized and evidently low risk, were held for over 30 days without access to bail or bond. That is not justice. It is discrimination. Their prolonged detention reflects a disturbing trend of rights violations affecting not just these women, but many ordinary Zambians and political detainees across the country. It suggests a systemic failure in ensuring justice is applied equally, fairly, and humanely.
The Ministry of Health has announced an increase in Zambia's HIV prevalence rate from 11% to 11.5%, representing 1,341,098 people currently living with HIV. Acting Minister of Health Douglas Yakalima says of these, 1,303,472 individuals are receiving antiretroviral treatment. Speaking during the National Consultation on the Global AIDS Strategy 2021 to 2025 and the upcoming Global AIDS Strategy 2026 to 2031, Mr. Siakalima has confirmed that Zambia has made significant strides in achieving the UN AIDS 95-95-95 targets. Mr. Siakalima has stated that the country has reached 98% of people knowing their HIV status. Of these, 99% are on treatment, and among those receiving treatment, 98% have achieved viral load suppression. However, the minister has acknowledged persistent challenges in the fight against HIV and AIDS, including limited resources, stigma and discrimination, and the unequal burden of HIV on vulnerable populations.
The HIV prevalence rate in Zambia is 11.5%, translating into 1.3 million people living with HIV, of which 1.3 are receiving treatment. Currently, the targets of 95, 95, 95 have been reached. with 98% of individuals knowing their status, and of these, 99% are on treatment. And from those on treatment, 98% have viral load suppression.
Speaking at the same event, United Nations Development Programme resident representative Beatrice Muntali has highlighted the scale of the challenge ahead, noting that Zambia recorded 23,000 new HIV infections in 2024 alone.
We are not close to achieving the target. We gave ourselves to end AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. Recent estimates have demonstrated that new HIV infections are still high, as noted earlier, with 23,000 cases recorded for the year 2024, and over one-third of them occurring amongst adolescents and young people, especially adolescent girls and young women.
Meanwhile, the Zambia National AIDS Council Director General Professor Kebi Musokotwane has added that the 2026 to 2031 Global AIDS Strategy presents a clear roadmap to achieving the goal of ending new HIV infections by 2030. Opposition political parties have announced plans to unite and field a single candidate in the upcoming Lumezi constituency parliamentary by-election scheduled for June 26, 2025. Speaking at a joint press briefing, Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe said the decision is aimed at preventing the division of votes and maximizing the opposition's chances of winning the seat. Dr. Membe has also accused the ruling United Party for National Development of persecuting opposition parties and deliberately engineering parliamentary vacancies in order to secure a majority in the National Assembly.
Honorable Zulu deserves a fair chance, nothing less. Justice must not be sacrificed on the altar of political expedience. Since we have decided to go ahead on this dangerous path, the united voice of the opposition will rise stronger than ever before. Such attacks unite us. Such injustice unite us. Such abuses unite us. We will work together. We will field one candidate in Lumezi.
Speaking at the same event, United Kwacha Alliance Chairperson Sakwira Sikota has questioned the sincerity of President Hakainde Hichilema's recent call for dialogue with the opposition.
We believe that Mr. Hichilema issued the call for dialogue with the opposition not because he believed in dialogue, but because he wanted to downplay the impact of the well-received message that Vice President Mubanda had delivered just before Mr. Hichilema took the podium. If President Hichilema believed in dialogue, he would have, as he has stated formally, followed his call with concrete steps to put in motion what he said at the church service of President Nawaki.
Meanwhile, Patriotic Front Vice President Given Luwinda has expressed concern over President Hichilema's failure to respond to a letter submitted in June 2023. The letter outlined various alleged human rights violations, including what the opposition claims is ongoing persecution by state institutions.
This level of intimidation must stop forthwith, and that was in June 2023 when we said that. That threatens the peace and security that Zambia has enjoyed over the many years of the country's independence. Close quote. From June 2023, have not seen any action towards reducing the overbearance of Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND on political opposition parties.
The International Labour Organization, ILO, has reaffirmed its continued support in strengthening Zambia's social protection sector. Newly appointed International Labour Organization Social Protection Manager for Zambia, G.U. Cole, paid a courtesy call on Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Permanent Secretary Angela Kawandami and pledged support in various areas of human development. During the meeting, Ms. Kawandami acknowledged the long-standing partnership, expressed deep appreciation to ILO for being an all-weather partner in addressing vulnerability and advancing the country's efforts to eradicate poverty. Ms. Kawandami said the country has the potential to reduce poverty levels from the current 60 to 40%.